Live from ATIA, day two, this is Michael Law for this Hero Talk podcast. And I caught up with Gail Yarnell, who we spoke last year here at Perkins Products. Thanks for taking a few minutes, Gail.
Thank you. It's nice to speak to you again.
Yes. So one of the first things that I wanted to mention is you are selling the cartridges that people need for the new NLS players.
The blank cartridges, yes.
Right, the blank cartridges. So explain how much those cost and their
the
capacity.
The cartridges are $14.95, and if you buy a cartridge and the USB cable to connect it to the computer, it's $17.95. The cable alone is $3.95. And the real advantage to these cartridges is that right now there aren't very many books available on the NLS cartridges, but if you have a blank cartridge, you can go to the Bard website and download any of those thousands of books onto the blank cartridge.
And it's 1 gig, so it's about 10 books, however many you can fit on there, which could be 8 to 10 books, depending upon their size.
Yes.
Some of the vendors who may have been selling them may have dropped out of the market.
That's what I understand. I understand that right now we are the primary people selling them. There will, I'm sure, be more, but NLS has recently sent an announcement to all the Talking Book libraries that we are selling the cartridges.
Okay, very good. So they can check that out.
So they can get them at the Perkins website, the perkinsproducts.org website.
Okay, very
and
good.
We're shipping them free matter for the blind, so there is no shipping charge.
Okay, and do you have any word when the 2 gig units?
No, I do not.
Okay.
I don't know.
Last year we talked about the new Perkins Brailler.
Yes.
And I'm just curious how that's doing. Are people migrating to the new technology, or do they like the classic, or were there any initial production issues? How's it gone for the first year of this product?
There were some production issues in the initial release of the product. And those problems have been worked out. Just in the last couple of days, the announcement went out that the new colors are available. So there are 3 colors now for the next generation Brailler. The classic Brailler is still being manufactured. The Brailler's, there's no more back order, so Brailler's are shipping and working, and everybody seems to be very happy with them.
Well, what is the cost of the new versus the classic, and what kind of warranty do these devices come with?
First of all, I need to say that I'm not the person who works with the Brailler.
Oh, okay, very good.
I'm not sure I'm going to give you absolute accurate information, but it
is on the website, right?
Yes, I believe the next generation Brailler is $650 and the classic is $680. I could be a little off. There could be some 95s in there.
Okay.
That I'm not getting right.
So they're pretty close in price.
Yes.
Now let's talk about your new Seika display.
We have the Seika here, the USB 40 cell Seika, and in the next couple of weeks we will be releasing the JAWS 11 driver. The driver has been sent to Freedom Scientific, and whatever they do with the drivers.
Right, do their testing and make sure
that
it meets their compliance.
Yes,
yeah.
Okay. And I was told by somebody from Freedom Scientific that it should be 1 or 2 weeks, and that driver will be released. We have there's a new Bluetooth version that we're testing. We haven't set a price. It'll probably be around $37. It's a 40 cell, and it has the ability to load a braille file into it so that you could walk away from the computer and just read a braille file on the display. There's an 80 cell that we will probably be picking up. I don't have a price on that, but we should hopefully have both of those new units at CESA.
Okay, very good. You want to give the contact information? Folks in the...
Yes. You can reach us at our website, which is perkinsproducts.org, www.perkinsproducts.org, or you can call us at 978-462-3817.
Okay, Gail Yarnell with Perkins Products, and here at booth 102, I believe it is, live from ATIA 2010 for Sarah Talk and Samnet Radio. This is Michael Wolf.